Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, radio coordinator for Jerusalem Post, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week is the parsha of Et Hanan, also known as Shabbat Nachamu, the Sabbath of Comfort, because it succeeds, comes right after the saddest day in the Jewish calendar year of Tisha B'Av. In the parsha of Et Hanan, Moshe repeats the scene at Sinai, and he repeats the Ten Commandments that were given. There's slight variations in the text between the first rendition in the Parsha of Yitro in Chumash Shemot and what appears here. And the rabbis of the Talmud were quick to pick up on any variation whatsoever. And we understand nuances. And without those nuances, then it becomes difficult to deal with it. For instance, the great difference in Parshat Yitro, it says about the Sabbath, Zachor et Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the Sabbath. And this week's Parsha, it says Shamor, to observe the Sabbath. The rabbis intimated that Shamor and Zachor were both said, so to speak, simultaneously, as only God can do, no human being can do it. But it represents two aspects of the Sabbath. There's a Sabbath that's memory, you know, good food, a nap in the afternoon, good company, relaxation. And there is Shamor, there is the fact that the Sabbath has to be observed. There are prohibitions, there are limitations, and the Sabbath has a batch of laws that goes with it. I once read that Justice Louis Brandeis, the first Jewish justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, he had an uncle, Louis Dembitz, who was a lawyer and attorney in Louisville, Kentucky. Dembitz was an Orthodox Jew, an observant Jew. Brandeis was Jewish, but he wasn't observant. But he loved his uncle greatly. He loved his uncle so much that he adopted his uncle's name, Dembitz, as his middle name. He originally was Louis David Brandeis. And he writes that many times he would go to his uncle to spend the Sabbath. And he writes with great nostalgia and really in love of how beautiful the Sabbath was, the table, the food, the atmosphere, the relaxation, the serenity, the peace. And then he says a very telling thing. He said, oh, if we could only have such a Sabbath without the limitations. Well, that's the key of the Sabbath. That's why it says remember it, and that's why it says observe it. You can't remember it if you don't observe it, if you're not careful of it. And he didn't realize that the limitations are what created the serenity that he so desired and that he so admired. And so therefore, that nuance the Torah wanted to teach us. So therefore, in Moshe's rendition of this week's version of the Ten Commandments, so Moshe says, Shomor, it's Yom HaShabbos, you know, we're going to guard the Sabbath. Whereas in the original rendition in Parshat Yitro and Shemot, it said, Zocher, Yom HaShabbos, L'Kadsho. And you can't have Zocher without Shomor. And it's been abundantly proven by history and simply by observation. We see that many attempts have been made to salvage the Sabbath, so to speak, by desecrating the Sabbath, by allowing people to do certain things, and then saying, well, you know, at least somehow. But it didn't work out that way. There was a permission given to drive to the synagogue on Sabbath. Well, once you let them drive to the synagogue, so then it's just as easy to drive to the golf course or to the shopping mall, and, you know, and Saturday becomes Tuesday. And so in the Chumash Dvarim itself, which is called Mishnah Torah, because it's like a repetition of many of the ideas that were already explained in the Torah, one should always be careful to see this minute change of text, how it's phrased differently, because in that nuance lies great and important messages, great and important lessons for us, in order that we should be able to achieve the goals that we hope for ourselves, our children, and grandchildren.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Be'et Hanan.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.